familiar.
Okay. How you doing? All right. You
Good
in Florida?
afternoon. Oh, sorry, Martin. Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
Sorry. Sorry. All right. Sorry. Good evening, everybody. It's 6:05 p.m., and this is the meeting of the Derby 350th Committee, and we'll call the meeting to order. Rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll mark down the people that are here. For roll call, Mark Anthony Izzo, Marianne Smirtuk, Sue Riley, Margaret McDomino, Melanie O'Connell, Michelle Linane, Grace Soika, Amy Petanici, Allison Stockmall, sorry, can't see over everybody's head. Online, we have Jack Walsh, Felicia Monaco, Maria Blackwell, and Tom Linetti. Okay, so if anybody from the public would like to speak, please come forward, state your name and address for the record. If not, hearing none, close the public portion. All right, so next item is just the previous items that we had that we previously did and no need to discuss those. But I don't know, Marianne, do you have anything from Christine from the time capsule update? I haven't talked to her.
She is still working on the items in regards to the time capsule archiving. It is moving along. Some items are still drying out, surprisingly. Now they're just curled, so things of that kind of nature. Hopefully we'll have a bit more or Christine will be able to speak more to this next month.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, next events since our last meeting. What so that we had sales of the memorabilia, and Melanie and Margaret, if you want to give a update on your endeavors in sales.
Have the total amount you do. But I think sales are going well. When we sold at the on the green, it was very cold, so we sold a lot of sweatshirts. And then we went to the Derby Middle School graduation and sold a few more. We also sold at the fireworks celebration a few t-shirts. So little by little, we are selling.
Great. Rick, go ahead, just put your mic on.
I'd like to request some type of signage, just like Derby 350 memorabilia that we could put up so that people know why we're there. People walk by us and they see us, or if people see us from afar, they would come over to see it more.
Yeah.
A thought, just
Yeah,
a
we
thought.
have it. We have that
Okay.
that banner. We do have the banner.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what happened to it. After the June 1st, so I'm not quite sure, but
Okay.
I'll
For
find
the
out.
future.
Yeah, no, we have it, so that's why we bought it, so
Great.
that it could be done that way. Okay, thank you very much for that. Sorry, just writing everybody down. Then, okay, sorry. All right, so next is Flag Day on the Derby Green. Maria Blackwell's here. She'd give a brief recap of that.
Hi, everybody. It went well. We decided to do it at the lodge because it was kind of starting to rain that day, but we had a great turnout. A lot of Derby officials came in. We appreciate that. And we also, the Boy Scouts, the Scouts, Randy Ritter Scouts, and a few other Scout troops helped participate actively in the Flag Day ceremony. It went really, really well. So I was glad that, we had some great participation with Derby. Thank you very much for everybody that attended.
Thanks, Maria. So then we had Hardcourt Board Day at the Derby Public Library.
So we had a really nice, eventful Saturday at the library in regards to Harcourt Wood's birthday celebration. The cupcake cake was fabulous, and everyone loved that. I want to thank let's see, Mark Anthony here for taking pictures and coming out. Also, Randy Ritter, who made an appearance, as well as Lisa Braley. Thank you all. With that being said, we had a great time. The staff had a good time. We gave some tours of the library, and even though not every day is Harcourt Wood Memorial Library Day, we've actually had a lot of new faces come on through to the library due to this 350th celebration. Some folks who haven't been back in a while, so this is just really great for Derby and for the library. So, for those who attended, thank you very much. And thanks again to Mark Anthony for taking those really fabulous pictures.
Good
So,
time.
thank you.
Good time.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Miriam. Fireworks. We talked about the sale of the memorabilia. We had a slow start for the fireworks event, but thanks to the library and to the sales committee for being there. In the end, it worked out. It was like a swarm of people. It seemed like there was nobody there, and then all of a sudden it was full. So in the end, it worked out. So okay, so we'll move on to the next events. The 350 concert series, we should have that wrapped up by the beginning of next week, for start in the beginning of August. So we'll get that out to everybody once you ha we have that. Marianne, do you want to give any update on the flood presentation?
Yeah, so from what I hear from Christine Boulay is all the photographs have been printed and we're getting ready to place them on August 1st. They will be on display for the month of August at the library. And then August 19th is when we're going to have a reception at 2 p.m. Like it's listed. We're going to also have on reel the 1955 DVD Blood just on. We're going to see what else we can do. Christine, I know, is going to take this opportunity to, for whoever attends, to actually get some oral history for those who were there at the 1955 flood for archival purposes. So if anybody has any memories, feel free to speak with Christine or to myself after the meeting or really any time. An essay, longer essay or whatnot that we're going to be collecting for the library and potentially make a display in the future because of the anniversary, 70th anniversary of the flood. So that's what we got so far.
Okay, great. Thanks, Marianne. So then all class reunion slash block party.
How about that?
Put the mic on there if you...
I probably spoke too soon about this all class reunion thing. It was a long time ago since we've done it, and a lot has changed in Derby. And then it came up as to be considered also a block party. I have no clue how to create a block party. I'll be good at promoting it if someone wants to take this over, because I don't have the first inkling what to do. Michelle did a great job at the green thing there with the food trucks and arranging everything there. But if anybody wants to kind of take over, I'll help promote it. But I have no clue what to do. The all class reunion was a thing that it took its own life once people realized it was the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. All it needed was a reminder. And that's all I did. When the city stopped doing it, I just put out press releases to the paper. And even when this was mentioned, people come up to me and say, "Is it going to be that Saturday?" I go, "Oh, okay, you remembered. That's a good thing." So it will be easy to promote, but the thing is, it's different because we had more bars downtown, and you don't want to exclude the surrounding bars. I actually went to all the bars. I went twice to Bad Sons with no response there, and everybody else I hit, and they're all for it. But then they also said they got hit up for the pub crawl. So it's like confusing to them. They said somebody already came here for a pub crawl. So there's that confusing thing there. So I'm not sure what to do here. If we're going to have some kind of block party, and I wouldn't know what to do, how to begin to. I know Maria and Elks are on board as an anchor location, and so is Diego at Fuego. Try to say that five times fast. They would be the good anchor places there. And again, right down the street, Twist and Vine, they're on board, but then it was a their concept was the roaming around to the different bars type of thing there, but he's not too far away anyway, so that's not a big deal. Senior citizens were going to have their own picnic on a different day, but we can still promote that with them. I don't mind doing all that. Matter of fact, my plan was to dig out a lot of the old pictures and start posting them as a reminder of some of the past all class reunions. But if you think about the city since the last time we did it, we've got a lot of new residents, so you don't want to discourage anybody from not coming. Say, oh, that's a high school thing, or I didn't go to Derby High School, because you'll get that, you know. So
Well,
one.
I think the best thing is we could do is have a subcommittee meeting to just work out the details and what we're going to call
Who's
it.
on a subcommittee? I don't know, Mark. That's why I like these meetings to I think all these ideas would be good to have all the people participate instead of just having a subcommittee meeting. But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to be
Well,
in charge. I don't want to be in charge of the subcommittee. Let's just put it that way. Okay. I was volunteered to this committee and I accepted it gracefully, but I was probably because the person who volunteered me knows I love Derby. But that's one thing to love Derby, but it's another thing to create an event. You know, you got to know what you're doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
I'll
I'm going
step
to
in.
admit it, you
I'll
know.
step in to
And
oversee things.
if you do, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. I have no problem taking
Gotcha.
the orders. I'm not good at giving the orders, just to let you know.
I tend to be
We down at the Elks here, we were planning on going, I saw that it was a block party, and I know that we had you guys had talked about, involving, Fuego next door and stuff. We were going to be, I actually have people on board right now. I have a meeting Thursday, so I really need to know what is happening, because they're going to be, we want to outside, if you're going to have, music or something right in front of the lodge or whatever. I mean, we're going to sell sausage and peppers. We want to sell steak sandwiches. I'm hoping that, people will come down. I'm sure Fuego will want to do some stuff with his thing. And, I mean, obviously you probably would need music. And I think that, I need to have information as to what we're doing. And because, I mean, August 30th is coming, and I need to, I have people that are, ready to do what we have to do, but we're not going to purchase all this stuff and then find out that, it's not going to sell, because, then it's not gonna work out. And, we do have limited budgets here. So I think that it's important that we kind of establish what the heck is going on. So if you need to be on somebody to be on a subcommittee, I'd be happy to participate in that. I don't have a problem with that. So just let me know what we're doing, because, I need to get that information out here at the lodge so I can get people mobilized to do what they need to do to make this a successful event for Derby.
Okay, so we'll get that together, and it's not going to be before Thursday, though, Maria. But we'll get it together so we can, kind of just nail down all the details, the title, the whatever. And I think we could, in a smaller group, work out the details of what we're going to do, what we want it to be.
Sure. Whatever. I just, like I said, I need to know what's
Yeah.
going
No,
on.
so that everybody could plan and we could promote it is really the key thing too.
Absolutely. That's
Okay.
fine.
All right.
Thanks.
Moving along to the 9/11 service that's being run by the fire department. It'll be 6 o'clock on the Derby Green on September 11th, Thursday, September 11th. Next is Taste of Derby. Amy Petanici's here to update on that.
Thank you, Mark. Maria, your invitation, I'll bring it by this week at some point. I know you're away, so I haven't gotten it to you yet for the Taste of Derby, but Jim and I have invited 28, I believe there is, or 29 eateries in Derby to participate in what we're calling the Taste of Derby on September 20th. It is not at Warsaw Park, but we are trying to establish who of the owners and managers of the Derby eateries would like to participate. Right now, we have two vendors locked in. Almost all of the letters have been sent out. There's only a handful left. One of them is Twisted Vine. One of them is the Elks. And Twisted Vine I'll take care of on Friday, and I'll get with Maria at some point. And there's a couple other little ones over on Pershing that we need to get to. But the hope is that these establishments will come and share some of their menu items or appetizers or desserts and sample and come and speak to the public and community, share coupons or, menus or have conversations, anything to share with the people of Derby what our town has to offer. And so we're hoping to do that. It is locked in already for September 20th. It'll either be depending on how many establishments take part. It will either be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy, or it will be at the Derby High School. So you're more than welcome to piggyback on that event. Whoever.
Okay, great, thank you.
I can also talk about the next one.
Go ahead.
All right. The Old Derby Pub Crawl is on the same day. This one is 4 to 7 p.m. This one features all of the downtown and actually really all of the bar type establishments downtown and otherwise. We have locked in, I believe, almost all of the locations. It will be featured a bus tour that will make a stop and rotate through these six or seven locations. The sales will begin probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Anyone who purchases a ticket will get a t-shirt. We also have a advertisement that I think has been shared with the 350th page to share. And this one is pretty all set. So, yes. A link will come out soon. It's not ready yet, but we'll let you know.
But in general, you'll be able to buy the tickets at City Hall.
Just to go back to the Taste of Derby, mm-hmm. Is there a price, a cost?
We were not thinking that there would be a cost for this event, no. But there would be for the bar one, okay. Probably $40.
Okay.
Any other questions?
And the main part of that cost is to cover the cost
of the bus.
The vehicle.
Yeah. Okay. And the Elks is on that tour, so we're good there.
And I'm sorry, the t-shirt.
Yes, you get t-shirt. A t-shirt. You're getting a cool t-shirt that says, I survived the Old Derby Pub Crawl.
I made it. Thank you. All right, next is the ball.
Just briefly, we have things still in place as previous, but we're going to start up again and start obtaining the objects that we need to buy ahead of time and just go through things. Everything's kind of status quo.
We have Maddie's.
Yeah, we have Maddie's lined up for dinner. And it's at Hop, but not the old Hops, Grassy Hill Lodge. And we have the DJ lined up. So our portion of it is basically doing tablecloths and napkins, as we have to purchase everything. And so we're going to meet again soon and start up that.
Okay. And you'll let us know so we can get that publicity going on that.
Yes. Yeah, we could start the publicity anytime.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know, but I need it. We need a price and
okay.
Like to make sure that you're okay. Good with the budget.
We'll get that to you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Historic Lantern Tours. Disturbing Historical. Nobody's on from there. Also, Sarah Wadomsky signed into the meeting at 6:15. Sorry. Okay, so next, the Veterans Day ceremony is proceeding. The plans are underway. The post 24 of the American Legion is taking care of that. The ecumenical service for deceased members of the community. We have a small committee from the Derby Senior Center that is working on assembling the list and getting those details, which we should have squared away after next week. The tree lighting on the Derby Green will be the day after Thanksgiving at 5 o'clock on the Derby Green downtown, and then Academy Hill Green tree lighting. Michelle Linane has volunteered to chair that event. So Michelle, if you want to give a brief update of where we're at with that.
Okay, so we picked a date, Saturday, December 6th, and we're pretty much in the process of organizing. So working on getting a band and had some different ideas that we're working on, and hopefully have more info for the next meeting.
That's for the tree lighting?
Academy Hill.
December 6th.
Yep, Saturday, December 6th.
Okay, thank you. All right, River Restaurant 40th Anniversary Memorial Service. That it will be on December 6th because that was also the day of that event. So we're going to try to coordinate it with the timing of the tree lighting. I think that's a Saturday, right? Am I correct? That's a Saturday, yeah. So we may do that during the day so as not to conflict with everything. So that. 12th night celebration, we'll wait till the Historical Society comes for that. Historic plaques, I see Jack Walsh is online if he wants to update on that. Jack, you on?
Oh, wait a minute.
There you go. I can hear you.
Okay. There are 27 plaques that are either installed or waiting to be installed with purchase. There's one on order, so that's 28, and there's one for the train station. They've already agreed to purchase it, but there's no rush on that because they haven't even started to work on it. So that's 29. When we started, we thought we'd get between 25 and 30. I think we'll go beyond that because there are several places that should have plaques. If you've been following some of the work that Randy Ritter's been doing online, you can identify with that. But the nice part about this is we said it would be a public-private partnership of the 28. Well, let me add the 29 plaques. The city of Derby only paid for 10 of them. The other 19 were paid for privately or by grants. So it's been a home run for everybody. And it'll be a lasting memory, a future history lesson. The last plaque that went up was yesterday. Plaque on St. Mary's Church went up yesterday. So that's the story on the plaques. If anyone wants to buy a plaque, anybody can get a plaque. You know, I've got one on my house telling the story of my immigrant grandfather. I think everybody has a story to tell. And you can get a plaque and put it on your house. That's it.
Thanks, Jack. Robin Falcioni Smith is not here tonight, so we'll leave that till the next meeting for her to update. Lilac Distribution, Sarah Vadomsky, do you have any further updates on that? She's on, but I have to mute, unmute. All right, we'll skip over it. The scavenger hunt, do we have anybody else? Any updates on that? Sorry.
No, we've started to put thought together with it.
Okay.
But we'll be working on that.
All right. 2026 events. We have a bunch of ideas, so I don't know if anybody has them. Please forward them. We're just trying to wrestle the 2025 events. One of the things is to do like a winter concert series, like inside Derby High School, to do a concert thing that would be geared toward, you know, families and stuff like that. So as soon as we get more information, we'll get that. Our sponsorships are coming in. We've been pressed. We sent out letters and we got some donations, and we're pressing to get more of those to defray the costs of all of the things that are going by. So if you know anybody that wants to be a sponsor, that would be great. We talked about the sales before. We're still waiting for cobblestones. Public Works has been busy, so they have to kind of disassemble the security system they have there to get the cobblestones out. So we will have those. I have been promised that. The historical digitization of the newspapers is complete. It's online and it's searchable. And if you go on Facebook, you can see the posts that Randy's been doing every day to participate in, you know, especially some of the older history. So that is being completed. There's still about $30,000 worth of work to get done to get them all done between wherever we left off, which was what, Marianne, about 1930?
1932 or 33.
Okay, or yeah, early 30s till 1991. So there's about 60 years worth of stuff. So what we're going to try to do is work with the other towns in the valley to try to see if everybody could kick in like 5,000. Then we could do it in one shot and it'll be done. So that's that. We continue to seek volunteers. And Barbara DeGennaro has been working on getting some research done. She couldn't make it tonight, but to get some research on the new time capsule and what we need to do. We talked to Ed Sheehy, and we're going to do a little bit more research, you know, on the vessel itself to make sure, because a truly waterproofed vessel would be like basically there would be asphalt around the outside. You would know it would be like a very noticeable covering to keep it waterproof, because cement, concrete is porous. So it goes, you know, it could go in and out, you know, the water could go in and out, just the nature of it. And then we're still exploring whether we should have it above ground, and if so, where? So we'll have to try to figure that out and see what makes sense. Does anybody have any, or I'll ask, and if Sarah wants to unmute, because we don't have anything else on our agenda. Does anybody else have any other issues they want to bring up? No? Okay. Yes, that's it. All right. So it's 6:34. And we will adjourn and wish everybody a happy July. Thank you very much. The next meeting is the second Tuesday in August at 6. Well, I can't remember the date.
Oh, well, that was August 12th.
12th?
11th? Hold on. Sorry. I put it in the email. I should have put it as well. It's August 12th. Well, yep. All right. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks for the mention.
Got it.
Appreciate it.